Wake up now.
But it's 6:12.
Yeah, you should be awake for like 12 minutes now at least.
Okay.
you're supposed to get up early and prepare and get ready because our role, our job is to make the peoples laugh. Say something funny, Mitch. How are you?
I'm tired, but I'm good.
You are. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks.
It's going to be a fantastic show this morning.
It sure is.
It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's finally here.
It's the end of the week.
End of the week and the end of the state fair for you anyways.
Yeah, and the end of the state fair for you was yesterday.
Yeah.
So Celeste and I will be out from 12 to 3 today.
You really will.
Same spot, same place.
Yeah.
Fern Sawyer and Heritage.
That's right.
And if you don't know where that is, it's Manuel Lujan. And right in front of the Manuel Lujan building by Tingley.
Yeah.
So come visit us. We'll have static decal, the static paper, and probably some shirts.
Can I just say we got to talk to one of the coolest dudes yesterday? John.
Yes. Oh, yes. That was really cool.
He, one of the dudes who makes everything happen at Tingley Coliseum.
Yeah. Kind of oversees a lot.
Can I also just say how bummed I am at Prima Donna Rockstars and how much cooler the state fair could have been at the kickoff?
Yeah, Van Halen. What?
Hey!
What?
Not allowed to say that?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I said rock stars. I didn't say that it was Eddie Van Halen and David Lee Roth fighting, and that's why they didn't open the state fair.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Okay. You shouldn't have. Because no one's supposed to know that Van Halen was supposed to kick off the state fair.
Well, hopefully no one's listening.
Okay. Just kidding. It is 6 o'clock in the morning. How awesome would that have been?
That would have been amazing.
Can I also say? Okay, you're not allowed to say this one.
Okay.
That there's a possible band coming through that I was like, what? What? He was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, working on the contract right now.
We'll see.
Not allowed to say it, though. I'm sorry. However, speaking of big bands, dude, Amberlin is getting ready to go out on tour with the Smashing Pumpkins.
Which is awesome for them.
Yeah.
Terrible for us.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it'd be awesome for us if they were coming here, but they're not.
We're not cool. And that's actually what we were talking with the Tingley Coliseum guy about yesterday.
John. Yeah. We're just not cool enough.
For some reason, the routing doesn't go through I-25 and 40 anymore.
What happened?
I don't know. Dallas and Denver are easier to connect to now, I guess. I don't know. Or and then they just go from there to, like, Phoenix.
Or people just buy tickets a lot sooner.
Oh, that's right. That must be it. People actually support shows in other cities.
Yeah.
So they go to other cities.
Yeah. What's funny is that I'm being one of those people now. Actually, yeah, I'm being one of those people right now. I didn't know if the show had already passed. That's how, you know, the Shins are coming.
All right.
And so.
That's your husband's, like, favorite band.
Yeah. And he'd love to see them again. I know he would. And so I'm like, I should get tickets for that. But maybe later. Well, they're not sold out yet.
You do know a big reason why.
Money.
Let's be honest.
For real.
Concerts cost a lot of money.
They
these
do.
Days. So that's why when we have shows, we try and keep them at $5.
$5 to $15.
Yeah. We had Anchor and Braille, Micah Talks, Poema.
That was $10.
Yeah. You know.
For three bands, that was $10.
Yeah.
And for this one show for the Shins, it's like $30.
Gosh.
At least.
Oh.
That's to get the cheap ones.
Poema's actually doing a free show at the Lobo Theater.
They are.
CD release show. I had a chance to put that together yesterday, the quote-unquote spot.
Yeah.
So I talked to Elle a little bit yesterday. They're really, really excited.
That's good. I'm so happy for them that this has happened.
Yeah.
Finally. I mean, they've had a few EPs with Tooth and Nail, but this is their first
full-length
record ever.
Yeah.
So.
It's a big deal. So. It's,
yeah.
It's really good.
I mean, they're good local musicians, and they're on Tooth and Nail and doing things, and it's amazing.
I love it.
So
I'm a fan.
Me too.
Speaking of good tours, actually, talked to Josh Carlson from I Am We.
Oh,
looks
good.
Like glad they could be heading out with Amberlin.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. It's rad to see things like that come together.
Like all of them, including Smashing Pumpkins?
No.
So this is a different tour.
Ooh,
that you're
what?
Already planning. They haven't even mentioned to me. What is this?
I don't know. But here's the latest from I Am We. Song's called So They Say. And So They Say could be a tour. Another one.
We will see.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. You're supposed to dance with me.
I'm appalled by what just happened.
Mike Tox was playing and I was like, we need to lighten this mood, yo. He's so serious.
Why so serious?
Yes. No, that was Mike Tox. So was, good morning. Did I scare you?
It was terrifying. I didn't know what was happening. All I know is that you were dancing inappropriately.
My ears hurt. I just got shocked because I was like doing the Roger Rabbit or something.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I guess you can't do that on carpet.
No.
With headphones on. Because that hurts. I just got shocked.
Oh, man.
Static.
Hey, Steve-O. Going back to the state fair.
Yeah.
Did you guys see any kids on leashes there?
No.
No, we haven't. That's amazing.
We're like bummed.
Yeah.
No. We really didn't.
Yeah, I remember last year you and the old man were talking about doing something like that in the mall.
Yeah, you know what? There were none kids on leashes. In fact, we were talking with a guy yesterday, and they said this was the safest year of the state fair.
Record-breaking year.
And there were tons of families and a ton of kids. In fact, Newsweek was there to write a story about it because they said it was
so safe.
So safe. So no kids on leashes. No, man.
Kids were just running in the streets. It was like...
True. True.
Okay. Hey, how long does it take to drive to Denver?
From Albuquerque?
Legally.
7 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
Why?
But you can make it in six.
All right. Thanks.
All right, man. Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. That was 505-338-3700, the phone number if you have questions. But I've only driven to Denver, let's see, Dallas, Phoenix, so I can give you those answers.
Otherwise, we're going to have to Google it.
Or California. Been to California a few times, so if you have questions like that, feel free to call.
Yeah.
But if you're like, hey, Rhode Island.
No idea. Maybe like two days?
So lost.
Two-ish days?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
It was so random.
Yeah.
Today is the day the world goes crazy.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah. You know what today is.
It is September 21st.
Come on, you're technology
Friday,
person.
September
no, you're not
21st.
Technology person at all, actually.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Come on.
You just made something up about me.
Today is the day that...
The world goes crazy.
Today is the day that... iPhone 5.
Is it that it comes out today?
Yeah.
That was really fast.
It was really
fast.
I didn't
expect that to come out for like another 2 months.
Yeah.
I just heard about it like last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how they do now.
So everyone's really happy.
You know what's crazy is when they, threw it out there. Hey, look at this iPhone 5. Wow, crazy. 2 million phones pre-ordered / sold out of in 24 hours.
That's amazing.
2 million.
That's really cool.
No. People not when you look at it this way. According to a new survey, 21% of people pay more for their cell phone each month than they do on groceries.
Actually, that happens in my household.
What?
Yeah. There's only two of us, so we'll spend about $60 on groceries every other week.
Okay.
So that's $120.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, it is. And so
amazing.
So it's $120 a month. We spend...
That's how much you spend a month on groceries.
On groceries.
Do you guys eat out a lot?
No.
You only spend $120 a month on groceries?
Yes. Yeah.
We have children, of course.
We have children. Yeah, exactly.
We have double the amount of people.
Yeah.
But we spend that in a week.
Have you seen Kelly and I?
Yeah, that's true.
We're both pretty small.
You guys
small.
Are like hobbits.
Aww.
Yeah. You're little people.
We're just smaller.
Which, by the way, the new Hobbit trailer released yesterday.
Which we'll have to get to.
Absolutely incredible.
Did you see my cameo? I'm just kidding.
I'm like, no. Oh, right. The dwarves. Okay.
Oh. I'm a hobbit, not a dwarf.
Whatever.
Different.
Yeah. Yes. Truth.
So, yeah. But I totally spend $120 a month on food and then $150 on my bill.
So, that's insane.
Yeah.
That is absolutely crazy.
My phone bill.
Yeah. You're part of it. According to a survey by Coupon Cabin.
Coupon.
No clue.
Yeah.
Coupon. coupon? We're not going to get into this.
Like a chicken coop.
Actually, that would be C-O-O-P, wouldn't it? Coop?
Yeah.
Or that's like a car. You drive in a coop. C-O-O-P. That's why
anyway,
it's coop. Because it's C-O-U.
This is a completely different conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Americans willing to pay a lot for their cell phone plans. Nearly half of Americans, 46%, pay at least $100 a month for their cell phone. That's just one cell phone.
Yeah.
1 in 8 people pay more than $200 a month.
Oh.
That makes cell phone bills one of the biggest household bills that people have to pay. 1 in 3 people pay more for their cell phone each month than they do for gas, electricity, or water.
I don't even have a computer, like not even a laptop.
Yeah.
If I just got rid of my cell phone for 4 months, I'd have enough money and save that money. I'd have enough money to buy a computer.
Yeah, think about this. Okay, how much did you say? 150?
150.
I'm about to make you throw up in your mouth a little bit. Mm-hmm. 100, say 100 on average. Okay, if your bill's 150 a month, that's $1,800 a year you're spending. $1,800 a year
on my phone.
You're spending on a cell phone.
And you know how they get us? Because they're like, yeah, it's only $30 for the data plan and get this much data. And then you have to buy this, which is just like the phone service. And then if you want unlimited, it's this much. Or if you want 500 minutes, it's only this much. But for unlimited, it's only $10 more. And then they get you.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, that's not that bad. And then new plans come out and you're like, oh, I should do that. And it's only $10 more. I'm already paying this much. I could pay another $10.
That's why you look at it in those terms. Oh. If you're paying $150 a month, that's $1,800 a year you're spending on your cell phone.
It hurts. I just want someone give me a flip phone.
$100 a year.
I want a flip phone.
That's what like made me freak out, and we dramatically like dropped our cell phone. I almost got rid of my smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
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 You almost did it.
The plan is still in effect.
Yeah.
But haven't been able to do it yet.
Yeah, and some people have dropped their smartphone because I know that have had a smartphone, all of a sudden they have flip phones or just like those ones that just like a little brick.
I just suck at texting like the T9. When you just have whatever. When
I
you
love
just have
T9.
The nine buttons.
4646. What's that?
I don't know.
Going.
Oh, I'm like, I don't know.
No.
That really is going?
G-O-I-N-G. 4646.
Well, I know how to spell going.
Yeah.
I just have never T9'd it.
Oh.
I wasn't a texter.
Oh, see, I was. Especially a T9.
I wanted to talk to you on the phone. And then now I prefer text. But it's too late because now everything's got a keyboard.
Think
so
about
I just
it like
use
this.
A keyboard. Okay.
T9 is cheaper.
What?
T9 is cheaper.
How?
Because you don't. It's obviously got to be a flip phone if you're using T9.
Yeah.
So.
I'm telling you,
money.
Dude. Looking at this survey, 57% of people say their cell phone bill is higher than their cable bill. 71% say it's more than they pay for internet.
Mm-hmm.
21% of people, 1 in 5, pay more for their cell phone every month than they do for all of their groceries.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so true on all of those accounts for me.
I mean, think about that. If you have a family plan, that's at least $150.
Yeah.
For a cell phone bill every month.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, yeah, I'm trying to think of any other bill I have that comes close to that. And I can't. Car payment?
See, I'm saying $150 because that's just my husband and I. But we have two other people on our plan and they pay their half. So it's actually $300. Like $302.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, that's why my kids, they keep asking for cell phones. Of course, they're 8 and 6. And when I worked at Apple... You actually saw those kids get cell phones?
Yeah.
That age?
Awful. Like, they're going to drop that
we
in
We were at the same fair. Remember we saw that little kid?
Yeah, on the cell phone,
on a
crying.
Like, talking to a parent,
someone,
probably?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mom, I'm at the state fair. Dude was like, what? 6?
He was like 6 or 7.
On a cell phone?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my kids will have to have a job.
Yeah, I didn't get my first cell phone until I was 18.
I had to pay for it.
I had to pay for it myself.
I got my first pager when I was in high school.
In high school?
I had to pay for it myself, and it was my pager. And it
Some
was
people
like,
still
oh,
have
yeah,
a pager.
Number 22A, that's my bro.
Really?
Everybody had, like, numbers. Yeah.
That's funny.
Everybody had, like, their own number. And then that's when, you know, instead of...
Beep, beep.
Yeah,
ooh, hold on, my pager just went off.
Flip it upside down. Oh, that says hi. H-I.
Yeah.
I got a page and it says HI from number 27. Yeah. I kid you not. That's what it was like.
No, I'm sure you had that same voice too.
I totally did in high school.
There's someone that comes in this building to do some like volunteer work sometimes, uh-huh. he still has a pager.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
I can't remember his name, honestly.
Oh, okay. Maybe Steve Romo. Why are you making it all like creepy? You're like, no. This guy comes
I don't remember his name.
Oh, can we not say his name?
But
no.
But I don't know. I don't remember his name.
No, I just don't know who he is. He volunteers here. He's a really nice guy. Here. I have no idea who he is.
He's in the video department. Oh, he volunteers in the video department. And he has a pager. And I thought it was really awesome.
That is awesome. Maybe he's a doctor. Do doctors still have pagers?
No, they have cell phones.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure they have. I'm going to that expert. Stever.
Hey.
Do you have any idea what she's talking about?
Is she talking about Dan? Oh, sorry. Is she talking about Dan's dad?
Ken?
No. No, I know him. I know his name.
Well, you said volunteers with, in the web or IT? Or tech ops or whatever.
I think with NVIDIA, like Dave Dorrell. Someone over there
he's
has
a doctor.
Someone who volunteers or just comes in once in a while.
Once in a while, but.
Is it Randy?
I don't know. You're asking me.
This is a lively conversation, yeah. You two.
I have no idea, but they have a pager. And when I found out, I was like,
hey,
really?
Since you bothered to bring me into this,
yeah.
And this is quite a lively conversation.
Yeah.
Kind of back to something you were talking about, leashes at the state fair.
Yeah.
And we posted a video.
Oh.
Facebook.com.
We sure did.
/mystaticradio. Yep.
And he's gone.
He's a vapor.
I was like, and I can't hear him.
We're spending so much money on cell phones for what is the question? For smartphones. How many of us really use our smartphone correctly? There's a story yesterday about a woman who used her smartphone to save the life of her child.
Oh.
That would be, say, a correct use.
Yes.
That would be, say, a way to make it worth actually spending money on said smartphone. But again, she probably could have just WebMD'd everything because that was what the big deal was, like, cell phone saves child's life. But was it really the cell phone? Here it is. Holly Weeks, 3-year-old, okay. Wasn't feeling well, had a headache, vomiting, stiff neck. Her mom got worried that it might be something serious, so she checked an app she had called Meningitis Signs and Symptoms.
Oh, gosh.
First of all,
why do you
have that downloads
app?
That app? Right. But apparently she did, and thank God she did, because she discovered her daughter did, in fact, have meningitis.
So she took her to the doctor.
Immediately, yeah, after going through the checklist, she called an ambulance, and doctor said that if her mom had waited an hour longer, the daughter wouldn't have made it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously the iPhone actually was used for something awesome in that moment, but I mean, what is it really because it was the iPhone? They were at home. They have a computer at home. She probably could have just WebMD'd it.
Yeah, but she probably did on her phone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure she looked up other things about meningitis.
Yeah, you can do it. I believe in you.
But I don't know. Was that the correct use of a phone? Is that the correct use
nowadays,
of a phone was talking on it?
Yeah, but nowadays, let's be honest, how many people actually talk on their phone? Do you talk on your phone? Are you a talker?
No.
Yeah,
I talk to my mom. I talk to my mom. And usually we text, but when we do talk on the phone, we'll talk for like an hour.
Well, you know, the iPhone has that feature where you can double tap the button and it shows you like what you use.
Yeah.
It's so,
always. Where's my phone?
My top four. Mail. Number one, checking my email.
Okay.
Which is what you should use a phone for, totally. Number two right now, Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Number three, I'm kind of shocked. I actually used the phone yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But we've been broadcasting live at the state fair.
Right.
Which is probably why.
Yeah.
Yes, to give it away. and fantasy baseball. Did I mention that I'm in the running for money right now?
Oh.
If I win this week, money!
That's not what is
that
on
means
my,
something. Okay, what top fantasy. Four?
Instagram.
Of course.
Number one.
Yeah.
My email.
Okay.
My alarm clock.
Uh-huh.
And Twitter.
There you go.
Nothing to do with calling anybody.
So what do you use your cell phone for? That's the question. A woman actually used it to save the life of her 3-year-old this week, which is a pretty stellar use of a cell phone. But it's gotten crazy. According to this new survey, 21% of people pay more for their cell phone each month than they do for groceries.
It's crazy.
One in three have a higher cell phone bill than their water, gas, or electric.
It's so true. It doubles that.
57% of people higher than their cable bill. Overall, 46% of people pay at least $100 a month. And 1 in 8 pay over $200 a month for their cell phone bill. So the question, why do you have a cell phone? What do you use your cell phone for? Static.
I use my cell phone for talking mostly, sometimes texting.
There you go. No, that's good. That's it. Believe it or not, that's actually what a phone's supposed to be used for.
Ding.
But I was listening on the iPhone app, mm-hmm. So it's delayed, and you were talking about double tapping the home button.
Yeah.
If you double tap the home button and then slide to the side, it shows you more apps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Sure does.
Yeah, that's everything. In fact, if you want to make sure that your phone's not running like crazy slow, every now and then you should totally delete it.
You know what? Some people...
I'm being serious.
No, I know. Some people don't know that. For instance, my sister last Christmas.
Which, by the way, thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
And she had every single app open.
Yeah.
And she didn't have like 4 apps. She was full. And she didn't know. And she was even like cautious. Like, do I really just click this button and it'll go away? I'm like, it doesn't delete off the phone. She's like, are you sure?
It doesn't delete off the phone.
It took her probably a good like 2 minutes to decide to actually do it.
I was a mobile specialist for Apple, so I can kind of help you with that.
Oh, thanks.
Here's what sucks about that. I don't like even saying that because I always get the phone call. Thankfully, Joey was there a lot longer than me.
So I usually...
I'm such a jerk.
I don't really know.
Oh, man, I don't really remember. You know who would know? Joey. You should call him.
Such a good friend.
I am.
Good best friend.
Because that's what I get regularly. Oh, bro, I need to talk to you real quick. So my iPad is...
You know what's coming around here if somebody goes, hey, genius.
Yeah. Makes me crazy. So anyways.
So far, you haven't solved any of my problems.
Yeah. I'm working on other things like world hunger right now. World peace.
All right. You did enter a beauty pageant yesterday.
I did enter a beauty pageant yesterday, which, by the way, you can check out that photo at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or if you follow us on Instagram, we posted it there, or Twitter.
MyStaticRadio. We made it really easy for you to find us.
We did. You got to find us. We posted photos of us in a beauty pageant.
Yeah. Thomas made a good point. He's like, dude, you could have at least sucked in your gut. Look
at you. I don't know
what
you're talking about.
Look at you.
I'm looking trim. Come on.
I don't know. It's like, it looks like the duck face got the best of you.
Oh, and I'm like slouching.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Everyone else looks great.
Yeah. And thanks to them for coming by and talking to us yesterday. It was pretty great. You're going to be at the State Fair today.
I am. Celeste and I will both be there today.
Broadcasting live from noon to 3 on the corner of Fern, Sawyer, and Heritage, which is right in between Tingley Coliseum and the Manuel Lujan building.
So come on by.
Come on down.
Come on down.
Yeah.
And visit us.
See you real soon. I won't be there.
I know.
You guys are going to have a blast today.
Uh-huh.
You've made a lot of great friends. We got some state fair flies that have been hanging out with us. And I don't mean the actual bug. I mean like people that bug.
I'm going to slap you.
Hanging out with us. So, you know, make sure you come say hi to Mitch.
Yeah, please. And Celeste.
Yep.
We'll need it.
Yes, you will. Broadcasting live today, noon to 3. Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Why do you have a cell phone? It's ridiculous how much we are paying these days for our cell phone. So, yeah. There it is. Yeah. Good questions. Plural on Facebook right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Some requests sent by Ravens. Learn from the night. For our dear friend Sterling. There it is.
You're welcome.
Just before 7 o'clock now. Talking about a new survey. According to this survey, 21% of people pay more for their cell phone bill each month than they do on groceries.
That's depressing.
One in three people, have a higher cell phone bill than water, gas, or electric. And for 57% of people, it's higher than their cable bill. Wow. Overall, 46% of Americans pay at least $100 a month for their cell phone, and 1 in 8 pay at least $200 a month. So, yeah.
So we asked, what do you pay for?
You pay more for your cell phone bill than blank.
Jerry says it's paycheck. Chris says car insurance. Kyle says power.
car insurance? You pay more for a cell phone bill than car insurance? That's...
Yeah, we do.
Man!
Yeah. Well, we only have one car, so that's...
different. Yeah.
But then we also asked, what do you use your cell phone for?
Yeah, a woman recently used her cell phone to save her daughter's life. That's kind of cool.
That's a good use for a cell phone. I wouldn't say, unless she was making a phone call, it was an appropriate use because...
Right.
You're supposed to call people.
I'm trying to look at my apps right now to see if I have any kind of life-saving app on here.
My alarm clock, but that's not an app.
That doesn't save anything. Instagram doesn't save anything, right? Temple Run.
I have Cat Effects, which is the app I use to put cats in everyone.
I have a flashlight app that I use regularly.
I have that. Saves lives. Huh? Totally saves lives.
Oh, totally. Or at least saves time when I'm trying to find something in the dark. And I, instead of having to keep hitting the home button so that it lights back up, you just hit the flashlight app and it stays lit.
I have the static radio app.
Hey, there you go. That's a lifesaver.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We do have that.
So what do you use your cell phone for? That was the question.
Nate says, directions for all the deliveries I make for work, so much faster than digging through a map.
I don't know what we did before that, to be honest.
Have you ever been going somewhere that there's no reception, and you're like, whoa, hold on, I don't know where to go.
Absolutely. When we were going to Denver, that was how we got around Denver.
Yeah.
The whole time we were there was just, I don't know, let's search for it in maps, and then we'll... What do you want to eat? Okay, well, there's this place. How do we get there? And everything's so confusing that, yeah, I could understand that. Just imagine how much easier it would be to, deliver it, work for UPS or for something.
So much.
You know what I mean?
Because not even GPS really helps. Like, the GPS system in your car.
Yeah.
It's like, turn left in 200 yards. You're like, oh, okay. And then you miss it, and then it just reroutes you. It's awful.
What about, does this count? Because we're talking about texting and driving and how that's really, really bad. What about checking deliveries and driving? You know what I mean? GPS, you're still using your phone. Is that legal?
Probably not.
Okay. You have to pull over and then type in the next address.
No, because there's always someone in the passenger seat helping you.
Ah, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
But otherwise, yeah, it'd be best if you pulled over and then did that. But chances are that didn't happen.
What do you use your cell phone for is the big question. It's just before 7 o'clock, so we actually have to do this.
Go for it.
We have to take care of this real quick. But coming up, we've got Sam Swan going to be joining us a little later in the morning. We've got Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com going to be joining us. Big week.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new Hobbit trailer premiered yesterday. I can't wait to talk about this.
I'm excited, too, because I love The Hobbit.
It's going to be amazing. So, and, of course, more of this conversation, talking about cell phones. And, in fact, coming back, I mentioned texting and driving. There's one company who may have discovered a great way to help end that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that, along with why you use your cell phone, coming up right around the corner. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Heath McNeese, come prepared. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch. Oh, yes. Comedy, laughter ensues.
You're out of control.
I'm in a good mood.
You feel good?
I do feel good. It's Friday. I see what you did there. That was great.
Thanks.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Are you kidding me?
I'm excited. We're going to be at the State Fair today.
Uh-huh.
It's our last day at the State Fair. And
is that why you're excited?
Well,
let's be honest. We've had these workers peoples.
Yeah.
And they loved you. Sadly, I won't be there today. It's going to be you and Celeste. So this is why, hey, if you love Static Radio and you want to make sure my co-host lives, check it out, bro. Come hang out with them at the State Fair today.
Please.
Hey, what's up?
Celeste will be there to protect me.
What did they call you? What did they say you were? Mesmerizing? What did they say yesterday?
I don't want to talk about it.
What did they say?
Radiant.
Radiant! And I giggled. Ha ha! That's funny.
Oh, it's not funny.
Yeah.
The funny
yeah.
thing about that is it's not funny.
Yeah. Oh. Hey.
Staver. Wasn't that one of the words that Charlotte put in the web?
Radiant?
I think so.
To describe the pig?
Probably. And it's probably within it. Thank you. I feel so much better about going to the State Fair.
Well, you know.
That's okay, because oddly enough, 12-year-old girls were coming up to Steve-O and telling him that they had pictures of him on their walls.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Yeah. It's been a weird state fair.
It really has. Oh, you have him on your wall. Steve-O, go to the van and don't come out until they're gone. I told him.
And I did. I hid in the van till they left. Not true.
No, you didn't.
Not true.
You didn't hide.
Wow.
It's true that they said that. It's true you didn't hide.
338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hello. Dude, you guys are stars.
Yeah, dude.
Radiant. And then little girls have boy posters of Steve-O?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Hey, boy, if you think about it, that's pretty awesome.
Hey, singular. That happened once. Of the 2 weeks we've been there, a girl said that.
Yeah, but you probably
had a shrine. That's all it takes to plant that seed of cockiness in your brain, Steve-O.
No. Mitch promptly popped that immediately.
Yeah.
So we made sure we're keeping each other grounded. So
when I got to the house yesterday, I checked on the Facebook and stuff, and I seen that picture with you. Is it with the cowgirl?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you are definitely a star. You guys, both of you guys.
Those were all the girls who are right now competing for Miss State Fair 2013.
Yeah.
Wow. So when is it? Today? Is it going to be the day?
Saturday, they crown a new cowgirl.
Yeah, and yesterday wasn't like the beauty pageant. I don't know. It wasn't like beauty. It was, hey, who can stay alive in all of this leather the longest?
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane. I could never wear leather. I don't care what it is. I couldn't do it. Yeah. Unless it's a belt.
It's out of control what they did.
Right that's on.
All right, man. Love you guys.
Love you too. Pool boy. Pool boy from Christmas, everybody.
Thank
I love
you.
That dude.
He's pretty great.
He's great, yeah. So at the State Fair, final day, noon to 3 today, broadcasting live. You and Celeste will be out there. And we need dudes to go out there and hang out and guard you guys, because I won't be there. No, you know what the cool thing is? We were talking to John yesterday, and this has been the safest, like a record State Fair.
Yeah.
To a point where a dude from Newsweek was out. He's doing an article around the nation about state fairs in general and how they're on the decline. Not so in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I know. He came to the Albuquerque State Fair, New Mexico State Fair,
and
saw that it was amazing. And he said, why aren't you promoting this on a national level? This should be one of your draws, not just the balloon fiesta.
It's pretty awesome. And so a guy from Newsweek actually here through the rest of the week enjoying the state fair, because it's been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, he's staying all week.
So make sure you check it out. The White Tigers?
They're there.
They're there. It's fun.
They might still be able to get through that cage. We can't promise.
Yeah. So, hey, we were talking about cell phones.
Yes.
And why you use your cell phone, according to this survey that just made me ill. Wow. We're willing to pay a lot of cash.
Kind of too much.
For our cell phone plans. Nearly half of Americans say they pay at least $100 a month for their cell phone. 1 in 8 say they pay more than $200 a month.
That's crazy.
So we're talking about the costs of cell phone. And the funny thing is, we don't even really use it for the reason that it was designed to be used for.
Nope.
Calling people.
Yeah.
I rarely call people.
Very rarely.
I'm the worst when it comes to that.
I have my favorites, and I don't even call my favorites.
I'm even worse at calling people back.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like when people leave messages, I'm really bad.
No, me too. Even,
I don't mean to be.
Even with text messages, I'm really bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I didn't respond when I got this.
Response time for me is either 9 seconds or 9 days. So if I don't respond right away, just know.
It's not happening.
It's not happening for a few days, because then I forget.
I know. I made a joke the other day, and I was like, hey, did you get my joke? Why didn't you respond?
Yeah, you are. I've learned you're very chicky. Like, if you say something, I have to respond. Guy, my sight on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch, it's Friday.
It's already 7:30.
We're a little giggly this morning.
Well, that was hilarious.
State Fair's been fun, man.
It has.
Talking about all the crazy stories and the crazy stuff that's happened at the State Fair so far off the air. hilarity has ensued.
And things that should have happened.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You have one more day to make it happen. You and Celeste will be broadcasting live today.
We will be there from 12 to 3. Same place, if you know where that is. Some people have visited us twice.
Yeah, this is true. Corner of Heritage and Fern Sawyer in between Tingley Coliseum and Manuel Lujan Building.
And so follow the scent.
Yeah. We're at Heritage all the way up the street near the cattle.
So
livestock.
Hopefully there won't be any like semis parked behind us. There have been for the past few days.
You know what's kind of ironical?
Hmm.
The McDonald's farm.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's like animals in there. I'm like, they don't use real animals for their food.
It's so silly.
Static.
Hey, did you guys ever figure out a jingle?
We haven't figured out a jingle yet.
But we have someone figuring one out.
Yeah.
Who?
We're going to try and get some people to figure out a jingle for Sopo.
So.
Yeah.
It should happen.
It could happen. Should happen. Why? Do you have a jingle?
No, I was just curious.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you should have Josh do it.
I feel like he'd really give his...
Sopo,
come here.
That would be hilarious, however.
It'd be pretty practical.
It would be quite practical. Yeah. Dude, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Could you guys play the classic crime by... fiction by the classic crime?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I love that band. All right, man.
Me too. Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Yesterday, we were talking about trying to get a jingle going for Solomon's Porch, because jingles get stuck in your head.
And you can never forget it.
Ever, ever, ever. I'm trying to think of them from childhood now.
J-E-L-L-O.
Yes. Do you remember the McDonald's commercial or song?
I'm loving it.
No, that's not from childhood. There was
from
like
your
a,
childhood?
There was a song. It was like...
Oh,
there was a song! I can't remember it.
Jingles.
And it had like all the... When I was a kid, I knew every word to the song. It was a song. It was like this McDonald's ordering song. Please someone call. Who knows what I'm talking about? 505-338-3700.
Oh, what was that all about? What about like double mint gum? Like double your pleasure, double your fun?
Yeah.
Double mint gum.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
And
none of this is going to matter until I remember the McDonald's song.
How about I look it up on my phone?
505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, there was like a whole song. I remember it being in the paper.
Really?
They gave you a record. You could like listen to the song on a record player.
That is so weird.
I kid you not. It was like this McDonald's song. It was like, I don't remember. Static!
It was the song Big Mac, Filet of Fish, Quarter Pounder, French Fries, Icy Coke, Dick Shake, Sundays, and Apple Pies.
Oh.
That was part of it. It was longer than that, though.
That's the part I remember.
Yeah, see, but that was good. You remember a part of it at least. I can't remember it. It was so long.
Yeah.
It was like the longest song in the universe, and it was like a chick ordering at McDonald's, wasn't it, or something? And she was like singing.
That's the only part I remember.
But that was good. That was really good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Look at this. Good uses for your phone. We're talking about cell phones and the fact that we spend stupid amounts of money on them.
Yeah. For things like this.
For things like this. So that we can Google and make sure we're smarter than our friends. Yeah.
Looks like someone might know. Hopefully. Do you know?
Static.
Hello?
Do all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
On a sesame seed bun. Something on a sesame seed bun. All beef patties. Yeah.
I've never heard this song in my life.
That's not old enough. Nick, she knows, but she's not. You have to call. I got to text. See, this makes text. You can't text. Got to call. Big Mac, filet of fish, hamburger, cheese. I can't remember. Static. Hello?
Hi, I was calling about the McDonald's song.
Oh, man, please tell me you know it.
Well, I know there was a commercial on TV. It was a little girl at a piano recital, and she was playing the song Fairlies. And it went, oh, my gosh, my brain just went blank.
Right? This is what's happening to me.
I've got it. How I wish I were already there instead of here. playing this song. Oh, I would have a big chocolate shake and cheeseburger and also fries. And fart. And I would eat my fries myself and not give any to my dumb brother. That's right, they're mine, all mine. Oh boy, my recital is almost done. It wasn't bad. I'm still alive. Now I can have my big chocolate shake and cheeseburger and also fries.
Wow. Oh. That was really impressive, but not what I was thinking at all.
But that was amazing because I don't know how you remember that.
I don't remember that one. Yeah, I don't remember that one. But that was pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700. We were talking cell phones and somehow it turned into jingles again, which is hilarious because I'm trying to convince my friend Nicole's husband, David, that he needs to do a jingle for Sopo.
Yeah.
Sopo needs a jingle.
See,
and he's like the jingle master.
Here's the thing about talking about cell phones.
Yeah.
There's so many things to do with a cell phone rather than talk about
talk or text.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number if you would like to use your cell phone correctly and actually call us with it. That would be very, very cool. Or you can Facebook us.
That would be good.
Yeah, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got?
I'm gonna
Static.
Hey, I have an idea for that McDonald's thing.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow wrote the songs.
Barry Manilow?
He did?
Yeah. Have It Your Way is the name of the song.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't he wrote it like Burger King?
Oh, no, he wrote Burger King too, and he wrote Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if that's something you want to put on your resume as a songwriter. Like, my biggest hits include the commercial for McDonald's, Burger King. Yeah.
He actually does that. He has this whole thing that he lays out, like, in concert when he's doing all these jingles that he wrote.
Uh-huh.
And then he starts playing that song, I Wrote the Songs.
Wow.
He didn't write that one.
Thanks for the call, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Talking about cell phones, and I'm getting off on the tangent of the McDonald's jingle.
Again.
There was a song.
If you know
there was a whole song.
Colin, until then, we're going to talk about what do you use your cell phone for?
Yeah.
Which is not calling.
I'll tell you what I'm going to use my cell phone for. While you find that, I'm going to YouTube the McDonald's commercial song.
Okay, thing. Sean says to watch Breaking Bad. That's why he uses his cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. Nate says, oh, and he uses his cell phone also to comment on Static Radio status.
That's good.
So that works. Daniel says, a flashlight. That's helpful.
Okay.
That's good.
I've used that for that many a time.
Yeah.
Many a time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm going to show my age.
Okay.
It's Pat in Las Cruces.
Hey, Pat in Las Cruces.
Hey, 2-all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
See, I remember that one. But that's it was from the
80s. What are you thinking of?
It was like the menu song. And it was like...
I think he made it up himself.
I'm not old enough. It's from the 80s. It's from the 80s.
I'm not old enough to remember that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
All right. Good job, Pat in Las Cruces. I think I found it on YouTube.
What if it's wrong? You're going to play it through...
Let's see. Is this it? Why isn't this working? Oh, I guess you have to turn the volume up.
Repeat after me.
Is this
it?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden french fries, regular or larger size, a salad, chef or garden, or a chicken salad, oriental, big breakfast, egg McMuffin, hot hotcakes and sausage, maybe biscuits, bacon, egg and cheese, or sausage, Denny's, hash browns, 2 and 4, dessert, hot apple pies and sundaes, 3 varieties, a saucer, cone, 3 kinds of shakes and chocolatey chip cookies, and a drink of Coca-Cola, diet Coke and orange, drink a Sprite and coffee, decaf, 2, a low-fat milk, also an orange juice, I love McDonald's, good time, great taste, and I get this all at one place. Got it?
Boom!
Why would anyone know that song?
Because, why did I turn my mic off?
I don't know.
It was from the 80s, and it was like a song.
Oh, man.
Static. That's us. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about cell phones and why you use your cell phone, I just found a video on YouTube and then lost a friend in real life. So,
yeah.
All at the same time, because I said, Nicole, you know, she was texting in, and she actually had it, but she didn't call in.
And then, you know, Dave, who I've known a really long time, got mad because I said my friend Nicole's husband. So I lost a friend through text, and then I gained a song through YouTube.
So this really promotes multitasking.
Cell phones, man. Yeah, absolutely. They do it all. They do it all. Static.
Yeah, there's two things right there that I replaced with my cell phone, a record player and a newspaper.
There you go. See? I'm telling you, man.
Seriously.
All right, you too. We don't need anything but our cell phone.
Yeah. even for business. Carlos says that he uses it for business. He says, Square allows me to take a credit card payments.
That's crazy.
You just plug it in and swipe. You can literally take credit card payments on your phone.
Truth.
To you.
Yeah, truth.
That's really cool. Kayla says, calling, texting, interwebs, and GPS. Oh, and for all for the grand total of $37 a month. Booyah.
What?
I don't know what she does.
I know, man. Yeah, my cell phone bill is ridiculous. We were looking at the survey, and how much people spend a month on cell phones. 46% of people in America spend at least $100 a month on their cell phone bill. 1 in 8 that were surveyed, over $200 a month.
Yeah.
For their phone, not a family plan.
No.
That's their phone.
Their phone.
Static.
Hi, I told you that was it.
You know what's
even sadder is that I have that actual original song on my phone / iPod.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Life is a Rock, but the radio rolled me. When I was like 6, it was a Ronco's Funny Bone record, and that song was on it.
Do you remember the record? Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, the vinyl. On vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
So there you go.
You're
I knew
smart.
What you were talking about.
There it is. High five through the phone.
Bam!
Bam!
I was really mad at you. You're going to have to do some damage control there.
I know! So, all right, Nick.
Bye.
Bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number. She actually texted. She was right. And yeah. But that doesn't help me when it's a song. I'm like, hey, how does that song go? And then you text me lyrics. That doesn't help.
Oh, you know, when you put the music
like, no,
notes
in it. I need the music.
The music notes.
Yeah, there it is. Static.
Hey, you guys should look up the Carl's Jr. milkshake commercial with the cow.
With the cow? Is it a song or what?
Yeah, it's a song. But the guy it's hilarious. You guys should look it up.
See, I think that's, if a commercial's not funny these days, it's failed.
Yeah.
It has to be hilarious.
Why can't we just go for it?
It's hilarious, I'm telling you.
All right, we'll look that one up.
And that's how we get all the really, really bad like car commercials.
Yeah.
We're like, what were you thinking when you made that?
Well, there's some that are accidentally hilarious. Beaver Toyota, come on. That lady, come on. I don't think she really is from Santa Fe.
I have a
feeling.
Yeah.
There's no way she really lives in Santa Fe.
Did they hire her?
No, I think doesn't she own it? Isn't her name Linda Beaver?
I think so. I don't know what they say on the commercial.
Truth. I never thought about that. Could be fake.
Yeah.
We should try and interview her.
Okay.
That would be great.
Call her up right now.
I have no idea why we would ever interview her.
So is that really you?
So that character you play on your commercials, Linda Beaver, what's it like? Static.
It's me again. David loves Linda Beaver.
Really?
Yeah, he thinks she's like way hot for an older lady.
No!
He like thinks she's like a 10. I don't know. Apparently, he's got a thing for like big poofy pageant hair.
It has a bunch of
secrets.
He needs
to go to the state fair. He needs to go to the state fair. Finally,
he needs to go somewhere. All right, I can't talk. I'm driving.
Oh, get out of here. Go. All right.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Speaking of that, talking about cell phones all morning, and according to the National Safety Council, texting while driving causes 25% of all accidents at this point. A fourth of all accidents happen because of texting while driving. That's about 1.6 million accidents a year.
That's bad.
Yeah. 6 times more likely to cause a crash than drinking and driving.
Well, it makes sense because you're literally just not looking at the road.
You're not even,
trying.
Yeah, right. Static.
Hi, I have some info about Linda Beaver.
Okay.
My roommate and his brother both work for the Reels channel, and his brother used to work with her and film those commercials.
Okay. Yeah.
And that accent she has, completely fake.
No!
Yeah, it's
okay.
Not real.
No!
So does she have a crazy, like, twang accent? Is that what is
No, that's in the commercial. She's like, hi, Linda Beaver, Beaver Toyota.
Yeah, it's not real. It's not real. Like, yeah, it's not real.
You're killing dreams, man.
No, this is amazing. Thank dreams. You.
Thanks for thank you. All right, 505-338-3700. How did we get here?
This is an educational station. That was educational.
We were educated. We were educated.
So now we can really. Now we can really interview her and be like, how do you tap into your character?
Can I talk about texting and driving, please? I'm trying to do a public service here. Static.
Yeah, this is Fred. I'm calling about Linda Beaver.
Yeah?
I work there.
No, you don't!
You do!
I do work there, and her accent is real. She's from Texas, and her husband is from Santa Fe.
Oh, and there it is.
So wait, where is...
So she's from Tejas. And they,
yeah.
Okay.
We're getting mixed signal. We don't know.
Mixed signals. People are making stuff up now.
Yeah.
So, but you work there.
Yes, I do.
How can we interview her? Her commercials are just so, she's a great actress.
You're never going to interview with her, but she lives in Florida right now.
What?
But she's not from Santa Fe then.
Oh.
They come down once a month.
Okay. You tell her we want to interview her. We want to interview her.
Do you think she has that accent even when she's in Florida?
Her accent's like that all the time.
She's a real person, bro.
I don't know. When I go to if I go to Texas, I can all of a sudden have an accent too.
Steve-O, guess what?
What?
You'll be a midget to her. She is very tall.
Really? What is happening?
How tall is she?
She's probably over 6 feet tall.
What's her favorite color?
I have no idea what her favorite color is. You guys are funny.
Oh, man. Please tell her we want to interview her next time she's in Santa Fe.
Say hi from Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
There you go.
I will do that.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, I even want you to know I was even in a commercial with her.
What?
You were?
Were you in the giant beaver suit?
No, I was not in the suit. I was a friend of hers, and I was somebody with had a fake wife.
There you go, man. That is amazing. Thank you so much for all you do for this great community. All right, man.
Later.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Can we talk serious, please?
Yeah, but as soon as we get it straight that we're gonna interview her and find out what her favorite color is.
Oh, man. I really want to make this happen now. Okay. How did Linda Beaver become the topic of our conversation today?
Well, not only is she crazy, but she's also a 10.
She's not crazy. Who said she was crazy?
Well, I don't know. Because of her hair. You talked about her hair.
I didn't bring up her hair.
Yeah, you said
that was Nicole Myers. I did not mention her hair. For the record, I've been actually trying to talk about texting and driving.
Okay.
She's already flooding our commercials. She's already flooding our televisions.
If anyone else has any information about
her. She doesn't need to flood the radio either.
Linda is her name?
Linda. Yeah, Linda Beaver. Okay.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to.
All right.
Okay. Next.
So texting and driving. Apparently it's been so big that AT&T launched a campaign this last week asking people to sign a pledge that says they won't text and drive anymore. I signed it while I was driving. I'm just kidding. Forbes magazine actually ran an article with a brilliant idea on how to stop teenagers from texting and driving. A fourth of all accidents happen this way. There's a few apps out there already that use GPS on your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually an app called Textecution. See what they did there?
Yeah.
Like execution.
Execution. Textecution. Yep.
That deactivate your keyboard if you're traveling over a certain speed. Because it tracks your GPS, it understands, hey, this person is obviously driving, and it'll deactivate your keyboard.
So how do you like make sure that the person who has the phone can't turn that off?
You don't, because it's called accountability, I guess. I don't know.
Well, then, and someone else needs to have, like, a password.
Well, Forbes' idea kind of went along the lines of this, but they were asking cell phone companies to install it to the phone to where you could not deactivate it.
That's
as a
good
safety
idea.
Measure. Then parents would be able to set up a password or something and, you know, wouldn't be able to do that. Now, the question is, what if you're on a bus that has to go at least 55 miles an hour, but there's a bomb on it, and you can't go below that speed, but you need help. You need to tell somebody because Dennis Hopper is crazy and put a bomb on your bus.
Is Nicolas Cage in this movie?
No!
Is Keanu Reeves in this movie?
Yes!
Okay, I don't know. They're all crazy.
Speed!
Right.
You've never seen Speed?
I saw parts of it.
Get out.
No, I saw parts of it.
Just
and I also figured out by watching part of it that it was a bad movie. so I didn't finish it.
You didn't know it was going to be a bad movie when it was Keanu Reeves, Dennis Hopper, Sandra Bullock, and it was about a bus that has to go over 55 miles an hour?
I was like 10 when that movie came out.
Man. So anyways, until this app actually becomes reality, it's just, here's your PSA. Over 1.6 million accidents a year because of texting and driving. So knock it off.
Yeah.
I'm done.
What would Linda Beaver do?
Oh, man. I thought we were so past that. We need to make little bracelets. WWLBD. It's going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
It has to.
We're going to get her on the show someday, and I'm going
to
be...
We have to have shirts.
Stoked. By the way, her name's Linda Calavan Beaver. She's from Warner, Oklahoma, and lives in Tampa, Florida. At least that's according to her Facebook page. Thanks, Paul.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul in Houston.
Here's more. See, I don't know what to believe because the dude that works with her says, or
she's
works
from
for
Texas?
Her, says that she's from Texas.
But she's from Oklahoma.
What's this Oklahoma
that's
stuff?
Close enough. That's close enough. Let's be honest.
Thank you, Paul.
That's close enough. Thanks for all that detective work there, Paul. He searched Facebook.
Thank you.
Probably took about 7 seconds.
Does she have a Wikipedia?
Stop it! No! Static!
Hey, it's Stever.
Hey!
Hey! Okay, Steve-O.
Yeah?
You are married for several years, so you should be trained for this.
Mm-hmm.
Turn towards Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'm not listening.
And say, you were right.
Oh.
And I was wrong.
Why would I do that?
Dennis Hopper was in Speed.
I know!
You said no.
No,
I said Nicolas Cage.
She said Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, Steve-O?
Yeah.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
You are right. And wrong.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, Keanu.
Yes.
Keanu, let's just face it. Keanu and Nicolas are in very similar movies. Okay, hold on.
Whoa.
They're bad.
Whoa. That's what I should have said.
Because, okay.
Whoa.
Keanu was in Speed.
Name a movie that Nicolas Cage was in that comes anywhere near the caliber of Keanu. Just one.
They're both so bad, I don't know how to answer this.
No!
Although, Nicolas Cage was really funny on SNL one time.
Yes, when he came on for Weekend Update... And Andy Samberg played Nicolas Cage, and he also played Nicolas
yeah,
Cage.
Yeah, it was really funny.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
He's great.
But you put
the
him
funny
in a
thing is,
movie,
I love them.
Like, all of... Okay, Nicolas Cage always ends up in Las Vegas. Like,
yeah.
How does... At the end of every movie, I'm like, why are you back in Las Vegas? What is it?
That's just...
And Keanu's just
that's
like,
how he does.
Like, all the time.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's bad.
That's...
Something very wrong with that. Do you know anything about Linda Beaver, Celeste?
Are we talking about the two, like, least favorite actors of all time?
Yeah.
What?
I cannot stand them.
Either of them.
You guys are really,
thank
like,
you.
Hurting Here. My heart right now.
I just wanted to give
High
Michelle
five.
Some support.
Okay,
thank
we
you.
Have to take a break.
Oh,
can we take a break and come back and talk about this?
Yeah.
Because we have to sort this out.
We have a phone call, too.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
It's 8 o'clock. We got to take care of all this. We got Yo coming up, speaking
yes.
of movies, GameOfMovieGuide.com at 8:30. He'll be in here, and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico in the 9 o'clock hour. Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
Hey,
in the morning.
For a second.
Static Radio. I love that song.
It's a good song.
I'm going to admit it.
It has healing powers.
It's from an American Idol dude. And yet I love that song.
Yeah.
So weird to me.
Healing powers, like it heals pancakes.
Yeah, yes. Please tell the
this
story.
This is the last time, because this story has been told on air at least 4 times.
Are you serious?
So, yeah.
I've never
but
heard
not,
this story.
Okay.
Well, it's because you guys are in the morning.
Yeah.
So I had this amazing dream about this song, and we were all in here, and Adri was doing her show, and we had the stack of pancakes in here, and they had like holes of them, right? Like, not like, it's a dream. Everything is permissible in a dream.
You had
everything,
holy pancakes.
Yes.
Okay.
Holes in the pancakes.
Okay.
She's like, now I'm about to play you this song. And this song is so amazing. It healed my pancakes. I'm like, all the pancakes, all the holes, just like, she started playing
filled
the song
in.
And they filled in and then we all had pancakes.
Philip Phillips.
Healing powers.
Fill in.
Healing.
Fill in the pancakes.
Fill in the pancakes.
Hey, good, almost.
That is, that is the weirdest dream.
You know how dreams though, like when you're in dream world, it's like, oh yeah, exactly.
That, oh,
there are
totally
holes in
normal.
My pancakes.
Right.
You know? But you wake up, you're like, what?
That's funny, because I thought we were having a dream off air, but then I realized, oh no, Steve-O really thinks Keanu Reeves is a great actor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is real.
They're just...
So, I don't know how we got on this subject.
Either,
oh, it's because
like
we were talking about texting and driving and Forbes. This is true. This is quite true. We've been talking about cell phones all morning and uses for cell phones, good uses, bad uses. According to the National Safety Council, texting while driving causes almost 25% of all accidents, about 1.6 million a year. And, dude, have you seen those commercials that are, like, ridiculously sad?
Yeah, and they're like backwards.
Holding a sign that says, like, WHIA, and then that's it. And it's like, this is what my sister was texting right before she flipped her car and is now dead.
Oh my gosh.
You haven't seen those commercials?
I've seen the ones that are backwards where it's like,
man.
It's like the girl laying on the cement and she's like probably dead, and then it backtracks and dad's like taking like a drink of beer or something.
No, these are like, that's like drinking and driving.
I know.
This is texting and driving, and these are real. It's like AT&T, and it's this campaign they're doing now, and it's real life people who have either lost someone or someone who's like brain damaged now because he hit a pole or like because he was texting and driving. It's that big of a deal.
That's crazy.
It's a scary, scary thing.
That's why I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
Because then I can avoid guilt.
Well, just apparently there's a few.
Oh, man. I am just kidding.
Apparently, there's already a few apps out there that use GPS on your phone to deactivate your keyboard if you're traveling over a certain speed, which I think
that's
is smart.
Cool.
It should just be over walking speed.
Actually, how often do we really have emergencies that we're like, I'm driving at a high rate of speed and this is crazy. I have to activate my texting. Never.
Well.
Ever.
If there was like some terrorist thing where they're like, you have to send it at this time, like at July.
See,
you
know, that's how we got in the conversation.
You
watched
way too many movies.
That bus movie that he's in with Sandra Bullock.
That's how we started the Keanu conversation.
Wow, so you guys aren't crazy because I followed the same crazy path.
Yeah. See?
I found you.
That's how we got to Keanu Reeves.
Awesome.
Being one of the greatest actors of our time. Let's be honest.
You want to know how every line...
I don't really think he's one of the greatest actors of all time.
Yeah, but how come you're raving about his movies?
Because he's in awesome movies!
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna name some movies and you tell me. Scale of 1 to 10 on awesomeness of movies, okay? I feel like I need Billiam in here. I just need him. The Matrix.
No, Will. Don't turn on your mic.
The Matrix.
Is he listening?
Okay, Billiam says 7.
7.
Out of 10.
The time 7.
The first one?
The
Matrix. Hold on. The first Matrix.
Uh-huh.
7? I give it a 7.
I watched it and fell asleep. I'm sorry.
That movie was like revolutionary. In terms
weird.
Of
I didn't know what was going on.
You know how many other people started using slow motion after that?
Who else didn't know what was going on? He was going to play Morpheus. The dude who was going to play Morpheus. He didn't know what was going on with
Sean
the Matrix
Connery.
Either.
Sean Connery was originally asked to play the part of Morpheus, and he got the script and was like, I don't get it. He didn't get it.
Great.
And so he declined. And I'm so glad he did because Will Smith actually was originally up for Neo,
which would have been so much.
And was like,
totally would have watched that movie and not fallen asleep.
Are you
what
serious?
What is wrong with the world?
No way. Really?
Yeah.
I like Will Smith.
He's right.
However.
Especially in that time.
No.
He was like.
Keanu Reeves is Mr. Anderson. He's Neo, bro.
Mr. Anderson.
He's Neo.
Oh my God.
It's who he is.
Okay, The Matrix 2.
There was a second one?
I didn't say The Matrix 2.
What's The Matrix 2? Oh, 0? Okay.
Man, you guys sadden me.
I got it. That was good.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Yeah, that was great.
Yes.
Yeah? See? Come on, Billy.
1 through 10.
Love it.
What
10.
Is
11.
Can I
give it a 12?
10.
Yeah.
Bogus Journey, go down to like 6 or something.
Yeah.
See, you can have a lot of really amazing movies and have a bad actor, but it's the same concept as like having a whitewashed tomb. You can make it pretty as much as you want on the outside, but it's still a tomb.
Wow. Jesus Juke.
Yeah.
With Keanu Reeves.
I don't like him.
He's still a terrible actor.
He's the one.
Okay. Much Ado About Nothing.
You already mentioned that one.
How's that one?
What about...
Awful.
Point Break?
Is that like an ocean movie?
I didn't see it.
Never saw it.
What?
Because it was probably awful. Probably didn't even go into theaters.
It was Patrick Swayze and...
He's all right.
Keanu Reeves and...
Oh.
That could be why.
His name's... It's Johnny Utah. He's an FBI agent.
Oh, my goodness.
And he probably talked just like this.
He really did, Brody. I am an FBI agent. Yeah. Johnny Utah, number 9? No?
No, dude.
Anyone?
You know what? I don't think we're getting anywhere with this whole argument because it's not.
It's 3-1. That's fine. You guys don't have to like Keanu.
He's not good. I like Keanu.
He's awesome.
I think he has a really cool name.
Yeah, that's where I was like, oh, this guy's cool. And then, like, after I watched 6 movies and he delivered different lines in the same monotone, stoic voice, I was like, yeah, I really like this guy.
Come on. You know how many actors
I remember as, like, a 14-year-old watching one of the Matrixes, and he was like, no.
One of the Matrixes?
One of the Matrix movies.
It's Matri.
It's one of the Matri? Yeah. I was watching one of the Matri, the iMatrix. And he was just like, no. Yes. No. Yes. I'm like, that was bad. That was just straight up bad.
Come on.
As a 14-year-old, I know that was bad.
Static.
So I think Keanu Reeves is way better than Nicolas Cage. Just saying.
Thank you.
Okay, I think they're the same.
I agree
with Michelle.
The only movies that I like Nicolas Cage is City of Angels.
That's pretty
and
good.
Maybe the first Ghost Rider. That's about it.
Gross.
You can't do that. You just totally discredited yourself.
Saying Ghost Rider.
You're not allowed to say that you like Keanu Reeves more and then say you liked Ghost Rider.
I know, dude.
Your opinion becomes null and void. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to lie.
Matrixes are a lot better.
Matrixes, see?
Matri.
Matrix.
Dude, come on. Matrix totally outshines, like, National Treasure. Let's be honest
here. Yeah.
Because that's kind of like, that's the comparison.
I'm not going to lie. I really like Speed. I don't know why.
The first one wasn't horrible at the time. There's gum on my seat.
Anything to do with the fact that Angelina Jolie is
The second Speed was horrible.
Yeah, that's because, Keanu was not in the second Speed.
Exactly.
And that's why it tanked. That's right. But, that's right.
Sandra Bullock made the movie. She's just sexy all around.
She's so cute.
Oh, where's my friend?
Miss Congeniality. Oh. Did you not see Blindside?
She was outstanding.
She really was.
Good looking in Blindside too.
Will,
where did you? You sound like you're in a bubble.
It's a bubble boy.
That's okay. Anyways, we can totally move on. I get it. You guys don't like good movies. That's
no, because Nicolas Cage is in like the same movie. He's always discovering something.
True. You know what? The funny thing is, you're right.
It's true. Oh,
and last year, or like the last couple of years, he was on that like random tangent of like sorcerer movies.
Yeah.
Where he had to wear long hair. It was like he had to have long hair, and it was like Sorcerer's Apprentice, Season of the Witch. National Treasure 3.
And then what do I find?
You know what? It could be his manager's fault.
Yeah,
he could just be I don't have time to do these movies anymore, man.
And
at least he's funny about it. He was on Saturday Night Live and he made fun of himself and it was brilliant. And I'm like, you know what? I love that guy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That was so funny.
All right. Can we play some music?
Yes.
We're kind of a radio station.
Yeah.
It's kind of what we do.
Yep.
We got some Kenosis for you now. A song called All My Tears. Steve O, Mitch, Celeste, Billiam. Hey, we're all here.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
And the girls and the freaks in the middle.
Hawk in Paris, song called Freaks. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
It's Friday.
It is Friday, and Celeste and I are going to be at the State Fair. She's taking the place of you.
Yes, she is.
Because you've been there all this time.
I have.
And so unwillingly, you are not going to be there today.
Unwillingly?
You're going to miss it.
Oh, yeah. It's not my fault. I'm going on a church retreat.
I know.
So, you know, I had to go.
Whatever, you're not going to be
there. It's not my fault the State Fair has poor planning. I planned it around my church retreat.
Well, I know, and they didn't get the information in time.
They didn't even call me beforehand and say, like, hey, man, just want to make sure you don't have any plans, because I'm like, yes, I do.
I do. Actually, you have to move it. And
yeah, you're going to have to move
the
State Fair.
We'll keep it a week later.
So.
Cool. So now you're not going to be there. But Celeste and I will. So we'll be there from 12 to 3. Come visit us. We have the static decal. We have the paper. We have a bunch of good stuff. So come see us. The corner of Fern Sawyer and Heritage.
That's right.
And if you don't know where that is, which you shouldn't, because you shouldn't spend that much time at the State Fair.
You should.
Well, not that much time.
Did you know
memorize the streets?
Okay.
So you shouldn't. We're in front of the Manuel Lujan building right by Tingley.
Yep, that is where we will be. And when you're out there, you can pre-reg.
You can.
No, we're taking your votes now. Static Decision 2012 coming up October 11th through the 13th is our awesome fundraiser.
It is.
What we're doing is we're taking your votes. You can vote with cash. And your vote ensures Static Radio gets to stay in office, i.e. the radio airwaves, because we kind of enjoy our job.
Yeah, and we are listener-supported.
We are a listener-supported station.
We needs our listeners to support us.
Yeah, we are non-commercial, not-for-profit, and because of that, we need your support in order to continue to do what we do. So your donation is a vote towards Static Radio, and you can early vote right now at mystaticradio.com. We've hit $405.
That's amazing.
That's exciting.
We've been voting, early voting for like what, less than a week now?
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting.
Pretty stellar. So you can get your vote on right now at mystaticradio.com. Every vote counts. We need every dollar.
It's true.
And so it does cost money to run this radio station. We have translators all over the state of New Mexico. And we actually talked to somebody out at the state fair from Las Cruces who said, come on, man.
Why?
You guys are kind of fuzzy. I can hear it, but it's like...
Like 58%. Like, yeah. 58.
Yeah, that's the percentage power that we're broadcasting at right now because there's a lot of maintenance that needs to be done on our towers.
If something breaks, you can't really fix it with like duct tape or something.
Yeah, and we can't just pull out like a credit card and be like, yeah, bro, just put it on this. Wait, how much?
Yeah, no. It's okay. Never mind.
Never. Can we just, okay.
Okay, can we get back to
tin foil works too, right?
It's a great
antenna.
Saw
that in the movie somewhere. So just use some of that. That should keep us going for a little while.
And it doesn't.
No, doesn't really do the trick. So you can support us. MyStaticRadio.com. Lend your support. Help us out. We could use the funding.
It's true.
Yep. Right now, we got the latest from the Almost, from their Monster record, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Chasing Victory. Good morning, Static Radio.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you. You know, you can talk too.
I don't know if I can.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know. But I will. I'll try.
Today is a very special day.
What's today?
Well, it's the last day we're broadcasting at the State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be out there from noon to 3 with Sally Mitch.
Yes, we'll be out there just hanging out. So come see us.
Today also happens to be a lot of great people's birthdays.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyone I know?
You mentioned one this morning and I'm like, who? Whose birthday is it?
I said it's either today or tomorrow.
Oh. It's not today then. Whose birthday?
It's tomorrow. Tom Felton. Draco Malfoy.
Oh. I'm like, I don't even know who that is. However, all right, I'm going to name some names. And then I'm going to get really frustrated because you're not going to know any of them. Okay. So I don't even know why we do this anymore.
I know.
Bill Murray. Today's Bill Murray's birthday.
Yes, of course I know who that is.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh, of course you know who Bill Murray is.
Yeah, I remember he was like wanting to throw parties. Just kidding, that wasn't him.
That was actually fake.
Yeah, it was fake.
People said that Bill Murray wanted to do that.
Yeah, no.
Stephen King?
Yes.
Today's his birthday as well.
Happy birthday, Stephen King.
He's 65.
Wow, getting up there.
Liam Gallagher?
No. No, I do not know. What movies?
Of all the people on this list, this is the one person I thought maybe you would know.
Let me see.
No.
Let me see what it looks like. Okay. Hi, everyone else.
Okay, ready? Sad maybe.
Oh, okay.
Lead singer
Gonna
of Oasis.
Gonna be the one who saves me.
Okay, there
May.
You go. May. And after all. Yeah. He's a front man. You're my Wonderwall. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't want to finish it. I was bored. I was done. He's 40.
Dang.
You know who else is 40 today? David Silveria.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, they have the same birthday, same year, everything.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
40.
Gosh, who is he?
Drummer from Korn.
Oh, okay. I don't know their names.
Nicole Richie?
Yes.
Today's her birthday?
I don't know. What is she famous for?
Being Paris Hilton's friend?
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. Huh? Today also.
Ooh.
Faith Hill? Faith Hill.
Yeah, she's a country singer.
No, she does the intro to football on Sunday night.
She's a country singer.
Sky ride Sunday night and football and stuff. She's famous for being the girl who sings the song
on
the football.
No, she's a country singer.
No, I'm pretty sure she does the theme song for Sunday Night Football.
As well as being a country singer. Anyway.
Anyways.
Who else?
H.G. Wells.
Ah.
H.G. Wells. Harold, did you go to school?
Harold.
Gibraltar Wells.
Gibraltar Wells.
Yes. Author of The Time Machine, War of the Worlds.
Mm.
No?
No.
Wow. Jerry Bruckheimer?
Yeah.
Television producer? Movie producer?
I've heard that name. I just don't know.
Pearl Harbor, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, yeah.
All the CSI shows, all 19 of them.
Oh, dang.
Produced all those. Jerry
Miami,
Bruckheimer.
London. Yeah.
Nobody else that you will know, so never mind.
Let me see.
I give up. Uncle Joey from Full House.
Uncle Joey.
He's got a real name, but nobody knows that.
He's Uncle Joey.
Dave Coulier.
Bullwinkle.
Yeah. Also, Alfonso Ribeiro. Yeah.
Carlton.
That is amazing that you knew that. Today's Carlton's birthday. He's in his 40s as well.
Oh, Carlton.
41.
It's crazy.
Oh, Carlton. Isn't that sad? Yeah. Like, that's what it is? It's like, you know him best as Uncle Joey on Full House. He's got a real name, but since then, nobody really knows it.
Yeah, I don't even know. Alfonso, he looks like a Carlton to me.
Random side trivia?
Yeah.
Dave Coulier, who played Uncle Joey on Full House?
Yeah.
Rumor has it. Go ahead. Say it.
Rumor has it.
Thank you. that You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette was about Dave Coulier.
Really?
Uncle Joey from Full House.
That is so weird.
Weird. Yeah.
He's just not Uncle Joey anymore.
Do you think you're going to just be known as Mitch forever? People be like, oh, she was that sidekick.
Can anyone write a song about me?
No.
Someone?
Nope. We need a jingle. We've been talking about jingles.
Yes.
Maybe the morning show just needs a jingle.
Well, we have a few jingles, just not specifically made for us.
Yeah.
But Sopo needs a jingle.
Sopo really does. And a dear friend of the show, working on it.
Yeah. I'm excited to see
how
that turns out.
We can't talk about it too soon. Too soon.
Okay.
Too soon. Okay. All right. We got musics to play.
Yes.
So we got to play that. And speaking of music, Monday, a day you do not want to miss out on. The Wedding has a new record coming out this next Tuesday. And
I don't want to spoil too many things.
Do you have it?
Cover to cover this Monday.
Wow.
Unreleased new Wedding record.
That is amazing.
Can I just say that The Wedding has gone above and beyond the call of duty for being an awesome band?
Dang.
They're incredible. And they have a new record.
Game.
And it's going to be fantastic. And we will have it in its entirety this Monday. Of course, the guys joining us on the show Tuesday for New Music Tuesday.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. So it's pretty much the wedding week this next week. And I'm very excited. First record on Tooth & Nail Records.
How long since their last record?
Oh, wow. Since their last full length?
Yeah,
Their EPs, because they've done a few EPs.
Full.
But Polarity was their last real record. That was, 2006?
Yeah, it's six years.
It's been some years.
Dang.
Speaking of being some years since their last full length, Future of Forestry.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah.
They're a great band.
They are a great band. Their latest song is called Chariots. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Just one dresser.
We're only human, this at least we've learned.
Bowerbirds. Song called In Our Talons. Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you.
Hey.
We're nearing the end of show.
We're almost done. It's already 9:37.
Right?
So pretty much I have to leave this and then get ready for the state fair.
Which is going to be awesome.
It is.
Broadcasting live from noon to 3 today.
We'll be out there hanging out on the corner of Fern Sawyer and Heritage right in front of the Manuel Lujan building.
That's exactly. Exciting. That's really, really exciting for you. I'm so stoked.
Stop hitting things. So come visit us because we are out there for 3 hours and we need you to come visit us.
Yes,
oh,
we do.
Good job.
Okay, done.
Okay.
Whatever. I want to talk about something before we go.
Okay.
In the news this week, it's kind of... Well, not kind of. It's really interesting, actually. These cheerleaders at Kootsie High School were looking for alternatives to traditional messages because normally it's like, crush the cats! kill the Eagles, beat the Bears, you know?
Yeah.
So all these like gnarly messages.
Yeah.
So they said they wanted to do something a little different.
Okay.
They wanted to use the opportunity to, quote, give glory to God.
Hey, that's cool.
So during the past three Kunze High School football games, the players in this 2,100 resident town stormed the field through large banners referencing Bible passages. The last one was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's cool.
That was their school. Yeah, that was a banner that the football team ran through.
Fight the good fight.
But of course, because of that, you know what's going to happen.
Controversy.
Of course.
Why
the banners raised questions of other religious groups, and of course, the First Amendment was brought into the discussion.
Oh, yeah.
On Thursday, cheerleaders actually scored a victory, which is good to hear this side, because...
cheerleaders scored a victory?
Yes, so they did.
Won.
They won the game,
okay.
Which is not normally how things play out in football games. You don't really... There's not really, like, a use.
Okay.
For, never mind. Okay. Kevin Weldon... He is the school superintendent, ordered the forbidding of these signs. He said, sorry, guys.
Can he
can't do
that?
I guess he's the superintendent. He told parents that student groups may not display religious signs at events sponsored by the high school. And Matthew, 15, who was one of the players, said, dude, it's what motivates us each week. I was shocked, really. I didn't understand why it'd be a problem. Well, parents of the cheerleaders filed a discrimination lawsuit. And yesterday... State District Judge Stephen Thomas of Hardin County granted a temporary restraining order forbidding the enforcement of the superintendent's ban.
Huh.
So, yeah, minor victory there so far. The sign with Bible passages can be used for the next two games. There's a game this Thursday, a junior varsity game, and then a week from today, next Friday's varsity game, they will be allowed to display the signs. A hearing on the cheerleaders' parents' request for this injunction is scheduled for October 4th. So until then, the cheerleaders will be allowed to use the signs. And the players are saying, hey, man, this is what motivates us. This is what we want to come out to. And B, it's a good, solid motivation. It's not anything negative like what we normally have had displayed in the past. So parents, some... We're for it.
Yeah.
Co-president from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, of course, got involved and said she was surprised that Thomas had granted the restraining order. She declared the law is clear on this issue. Quote, it may be there is a climate that has evolved here where people are growing up in the school district and not learning why we have a First Amendment. We need to go back to Civics 101. The school immediately did the right thing and is now being penalized for it. And so it's becoming a big deal.
What's really cool about this is that I know it's a big deal and people are getting angry, but that just shows how some students are being bold about their faith and they're being bold about spreading the gospel, which is what we all should be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. They said they wanted to use the opportunity to give glory to God in all areas. And so you can see some of the signs in these photos, you know, this is great. Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. All the cheerleaders made their own signs, of course. The cheerleader's lawyer, David Starnes, says the signs were created through an activity that was initiated and led solely by students.
Wow.
The girls raise their own money, use their own materials to make the signs. The school district basically taking away their right to free speech, says their lawyer. And it's going to be a battle, I'm sure. We got a few minutes left to show. We thought, hey, why not open up the phone lines? 505-338-3700. Some Kunze business owners actually have placed signs in their shop windows supporting the religious signs.
That's
They've been
cool.
supporting all these biblical signs. The cheerleaders painted the football players' cars and trucks with Bible passages and messages this last Wednesday before the game, which was cool. A Facebook group was created... it's called Support Kunze Kids Faith, and actually has more than 36,000 members as of yesterday evening, which is cool.
Wow, that's really cool.
Right? 2,100 resident town, these cheerleaders starting up something. Yeah.
News.
Matthew said the mood at school is tense, with some students siding with the cheerleaders, others siding with the district.
I bet that can get really difficult, especially in high school when kids are, like, I don't understand how judgmental they can be.
Yeah.
And then after high school, it all disappears. But
what's amazing is the cheerleader's attitude. One said, quote, to that person that complained, I say, thank you. If you wouldn't have complained, we wouldn't have reached all the people it's reached, and all you've done is give more glory to God, end quote. So it's going to be interesting, and as I said, October 4th is when the hearing is going to be held with the cheerleaders' parents and lawyers and, of course, everyone getting involved, especially when it's like a high school and they're using biblical passages for their high school football games.
I want to know what happened next week. Next week, next Wednesday, see you at the poll.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
get ready for that. I mean, it happens nationwide.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the challenge to you guys for, you know, Albuquerque. This is a Texas high school, but let's lift this school up and these students up in prayer this Wednesday for CU at the poll, because, man, they're being bold right now.
Yeah, they really are.
And it's amazing. It's made national headlines. There's already 36,000 people. And this was last night. I haven't even checked the Facebook page today. This was yesterday night to see, you know, how many people had signed up, and at that point, 36,000 people had signed up for this. But it's really cool to see people coming together. The Facebook group is called Support Kunze Kids Faith. That's C-O-U-N-T-Z-E. And there were 36,000 members last night that had already signed up, supporting the cheerleaders for creating these signs with, you know, Philippians 4:13 on them. I'm amped. I'm amped to see people being bold for their faith. And yeah, you know, it's kind of exciting.
It's really
and
encouraging.
By kind of, I mean really,
very,
really.
Yeah, no, it's cool to see people just out there doing what they're called to do, what we're all called to do, and just be a light. What?
Nothing. Paul in Houston just
making jokes.
Yeah, so I'm
making
listening
jokes
to what you're saying.
Okay, I'm not gonna look at you.
Yeah.
So, how are you being effective at school, at work? Like, how are you doing this and being bold for the gospel, the good news? It's not bad news.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm really amped on these cheerleaders who are willing to, man, use their own funding. They made their own banners. This was all student-led and fought it. It was cool to see the parents' side, obviously, and fight and say, you know what, we're going to bring a lawyer into this because we believe that our children have the right to share the gospel message. And
I hate to sound stereotypical, but I didn't expect it from a cheerleading group.
Oh, you're so stereotypical.
Of course.
All right, well, if you would like to have words with Mitch, you can do so today from noon to 3 at the State Fair broadcasting live. We out.
We out for sure.
That's
for
it for us. It's Friday.
Until Monday.
Well, until noon for you.
Until noon for me.
So 12 to 3, you can hear her and Celeste broadcasting live from the New Mexico State Fair.
Come visit us.
Yeah, come visit them. I am out. Have fun today.
I will.
It'll be a blast.
I'm excited.
We got a culture shock from Blink 182 on the way back, as well as some Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.